As we mentioned in our previous year, the Melucha of Yoshiyahu is over 30 years, you could say were the golden years in the Ruchnius and Gashmius, Malchus Beis David. There was Poshet, very, very geschmack for Klal Yisrael. He was getting rid of Avodah Zarah. He brought Yidden to do tshuva. He reinstated the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash in a proper way. And everything was going good. And part of the Aseres HaShvatim were being returned by Yirmiyah. When a very, very sad and very interesting episode took place. The king in Mitzrayim, obviously the names were Paroi, the pharaohs. One of them was called Paroi Neche. Paroi Neche was a limping Paroi because he had a limp, he had a physical issue. Now what happened was Mitzrayim wanted to make a war or take over a town that was controlled by Ashur. Now Ashur was in the north of Eretz Yisrael, and Mitzrayim is south of Eretz Yisrael. So Paroi Neche decides to fight and peacefully come through Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to fight, wasn't going to fight with Malchus Beis David, with the Yidden. He wants to peacefully go through Eretz Yisrael. Now, what happens is, this is where a fatal mistake takes place. Yoshiyahu comes out and greets him with an army of men, knowing that he's coming in peace. Now, why would Yoshiyahu do that? Well, the Eibishter promises that if you didn't do the right thing, v'cherev, even a sword, will not go be'artzechem, will not come into Eretz Yisrael. And the Mefarshim explain that if Yidden are doing the right thing, not only will there not be war, but even Derech Shalom, there won't be armies coming through Eretz Yisrael. Yoshiyahu looked around, and he saw that Yidden were mamish, fulfilling the Eibishter's Ratzin. Everything seemed right. Oybazoi, so then, even Paroi, even if he has no intention of fighting, shouldn't come through Eretz Yisrael. But he miscalculated. First of all, he miscalculated how righteous the Yidden were, for real. Because as we mentioned, there were many that were hiding their Avodah Zarah behind the walls. You know, they had other ways. He tried to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, but it wasn't. And also, as a generation, you know, we were close to the Churban. This is coming after many years of Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael wasn't worthy of such elevated protection. And again, there was no intent of war. B'noisiv lezeh, it seems from some of the Mefarshim, as a matter of fact, this that Paroi came to fight the war was al pitzivoy of Yirmiyah. He said that the Eibishter wants you to fight this war. So he's actually coming what he considers al pi Hashem. Now, really, Yoshiyahu should have asked Yirmiyah. He could not ask the Urim V'Tumim at this point because, as we mentioned, he already had buried and hidden the Urim. So there was the Kohen Gadol needs the Urim V'Tumim. It didn't work because you need the Urim in the Beis HaMikdash. But he should have asked the Navi. But he didn't ask the Navi, and he goes out and he greets Paroi in a war. Now, in Divrei HaYomim, Beis, Perek Lamed Hei, we find an interesting exchange takes place between Paroi and Yoshiyahu. Vayishlach Elav Malachim Lemer. He sends a messenger. He sees that the king is coming with all these soldiers. And he says, Ma li valach melech Yehuda? How did we get into a fight over here? I have no problem with you. Lo yalecha ata ayoyim. I am not here to fight with you today. Kiel Beis Milchamti, I'm heading through you to a different place of war. And here is the king. Velekim Omar Levahaleni. It's your Eibishter that wants me to go through quickly your land. So stop. Chadal lecho me'elekim asher imi v'al yashchisecho. Stop interfering with the Eibishter's plan. And that's why the Mefarshim say that it was al pi tzivoy of Yirmiyah. that he goes and he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, as for the reasons that we mentioned, Yoshiyahu does not accept it. And the Eibishter is very upset because it was not only should he have asked, at this point he got the message that the Eibishter is the one that told Pari Nechei to go. So he says, no, I'm going to fight with you. And they have a war in the valley of Megiddo. I don't know where Megiddo is, but I assume it's probably in the south of Eretz Yisrael where they meet Mitzrayim. Unfortunately, Yoshiyahu gets terribly wounded and dies in this battle. A bunch of arrows, the archers of Mitzrayim, they kill him. Right before he passes away, the Navi Yirmiah comes running to Yoshiyahu. He pushes his in pain that this tzaddik is being killed. And the last words he says is tzaddik hu Hashem kifiu morisi, that the Eibishter is right. I realize that I went against the Rotzin Hashem. And with that, he passes away. And the pasuk says, Vayakivu al rechev ha-mishne, they pushed out a whole procession, and v'chol Yisrael misablim al Yoshiyahu, Yehuda of Yerushalayim. Everyone mourned Yoshiyahu because everyone liked him. He was such a tzaddik, and he brought such prosperity, kedusha, and tahara to Eretz Yisrael that he was buried b'kivrei avosav, and he, you know, that's where he goes. Now, what happens next is something fascinating. A lot of people are unaware. If you ask your average Yid, Megillas Eicha, when was it said by Yirmiyah? What's the story? They'll tell you that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Yirmiyah was crying about the Churban. That's what most people think. It's not true. It's historically not correct. Eicha was written before the Churban. Yirmiyah was trying to show Klal Yisrael what type of Churban is coming. Like, read Eicha, because that's what's going to be happening if you guys don't do tshuva. So Perek Dalet of Eicha was written as a kinos, as a lamentation on the death of Yoshiyahu. This is before the Churban. Perek Dalet, the whole Perek Dalet of Eicha, Yirmiyah said on the death of Yoshiyahu, because it was such a sad Matziv that Yoshiyahu passed away. So he's a king for 31 years, and then something very interesting happens. Yoshiyahu has four sons. The youngest one, name was Yehoiachaz. At the time that his father passes away, he is 23 years old. Yoyachaz was much more similar to his Zayda, an elder Zayda, which means Menashe and Amoin, than his father. And that's why you'll find that the Novi tells us, Vayikhu am ha'oretz es Yoyachaz ben Yoshiyahu v'yamlichu tachas ovi b'Yerushalayim. They took Yoyachaz and they made him a melech. Why did they take Yoyachaz, the youngest? Really, Melucha should go to the oldest. Why did it go to the oldest, to the youngest? Well, because he was not good, and the Am Ha'aretz, the people which were looking forward to the good old days of Avodah Zarah, they wanted this young king, and sure enough, he goes straight to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us how corrupt this person was. It says that he called in his friends, his officers, his ministers, and he said, we don't need anything from the Eibishter. We don't even need light. Everyone said, you need light, the sun. We have so much gold that brings light, we don't even need the sun from the Eibishter. That's what a Rosha, a Rosha Merusha. And it was looking like Klal Yisrael was going to be heading back to the bad Inyan. Now, what's also fascinating is that Yehoiachaz gets anointed. From the Malchus Beis David, we said that Ben Achar Ben, you don't need to be anointed. When do you need to be anointed? When there's a fight between brothers. Being that he wasn't supposed to be the king, he was the youngest. So the way they made him king was by using the Shemen HaMishchot. They anointed him to take away the Machloikis. But he's probably the shortest king of Malchus Beis David. His Melucha is 3 months. After 3 months, Pari Nechei has enough of this person. Pari Nechei had been victorious, just killed his father, the Tzadik Yeshio, and he schleps him down to Mitzrayim, and he puts a big tax on the Klal Yisrael. He's had enough of this King Yoyachaz. Yoyachaz's entire rulership is 3 months. Now, he had an older brother, and his older brother's name was Eliakim. Now, Eliakim was 25. He was 2 years older than his younger brother, Yoyachaz. And Pari Melech Mitzrayim appoints him as his king. Like the way it used to work, the ruling king would appoint another king. So now the second son, which is really the third son, but the second son to be Melech of Yeshio, is Eliakim. But Eliakim gets a new name. He's renamed Yehoyakim. That's the name that is given as a Melech. And more about Yoyakim in the coming shiur.